In this week's parasha, we read about Avram Avinu undergoing a bris milah, which obviously was extremely painful and dangerous for a man of his age. And one of the things the Medrash tells us is that Avram Avinu was afraid to do it. He not afraid, but he was shaking. He couldn't bring himself to perform the bris milah. And the Medrash describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as holding his hand, so to speak, calming him down and allowing him to be able to go through with the bris milah. And in fact, the Medrash in Tehillim, Sivan Lamed Hei, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the first sandik. First sandik in the history of mankind was a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There are other midrashim and other marmakomos that point to other, obviously lahavdil, not a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but great people in our history serving as a sandik. The Targum Yonasim in Azilim, Bereshis Parag Nun, Paschav Gimel says, Gam b'nei Machir ben Menashe Yivaldu al Birke Yosef, that that means they were born on the knees of Yosef, means that Yosef was the sandik for his grandchildren. The Alta Shemoni in Parak Lamed Hei tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells David, Ma ata oseh, David, what are you up to? And David HaMelech says, oh, I'm honoring you with every part of my body. In my head I put on tefillin, and I'm not makif my payas, and my knees are always used to be a sandik at people's brisim. So we see that pretty serious leaders in our history served as a sandik. Now there is one maramakom about sandikos that seems to color every single discussion you could have in Poskim about Sandikos. And that Maramakom is a Medrash, Yalkut Shimoni, that tells us that when Avram Avinu did a Bris Milah on all the Bnei Beso, so the Medrash says, sorry, it's not Yalkut Shimoni, the Medrash is Bereshis Rabbah, Perek Mem Zayin, O Zayin, the Medrash says when Avram circumcised Bnei Beso, which if you look in the Rambam, the first Perek of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Rambam says, Alaf Muravavos, Bnei Beso were all of his followers, he had tens of thousands of followers. So he did a bris milah on all of them, and he piled up the foreskins in like a little mountain, and the Medrash describes that the aroma was like a reach nichoch, like the Ketores itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu viewed that like the Ketores. Now that little line in the Medrash got so much attention that the comparison between being a sandik and the performance of bris milah and Ketores affects many, many halachos relating to sandikos and many minhagim, I should say, relating to sandikos and bris milah. Most notably, and this is the one we'll start with, I don't know how many we're going to get to, but most notably, the Ramah in Yerdeh, Simon Reish Samachay, Sif Yud Aleph, writes in the name of the Maril that one person should not serve as a sandik on two different children. And the reason the Maril gives that a person should not serve as a sandik on two different children is there is a Gemara in Meseches Yuma, Daf Chavav Amnalef, where the Gemara says that they would not give Ketores to the same Kohen twice. Kohen would have to take turns burning the Ketores because the Ketores is a school of Rashirus and you want to spread the wealth. So if being a Sandik is just like HaKetores Ketores, says the Ramah, the name of the Maril, you don't want to give Sandik twice to the same person because Mustamed has the same skula for Ashirus. Now it should be noted the Vilna Gaon and Bir Agra, Reish Samachay, Sivkat Memvav, asks what probably most of us would call a very balabatish question, very unlike the Gra. The Gra says, what do you mean? Being a Sandik is a skula for Ashirus? I don't know, I know a lot of people that were sandik, and none of them are rich. Shalori inu sandik misasher. Anecdotal evidence suggests that the people who are sandik don't discover newfound wealth. So there are a lot of answers given to the Gra. Rabbi Marcus told me yesterday, there's a Maisa, they say they asked the Stipler. The Stipler, much like his son Rav Chaim and his mechutin Rav Yashiv, was a sandik all the time at a bris. And they say that they once asked the Stipler, you were sandik so many times at a bris, how come you never became wealthy? What happened? How come you never became rich? And he said, a son like Reb Chaim, you don't consider rich? I have a son like Reb Chaim. Can you be richer than that? That's the greatest wealth a person could have. And along those lines, that's what the post can basically say. That yeah, wealth is defined, you know, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Ezu Ashir, Sameach V'Chelko, wealth is defined as being content with what you have. So maybe you'll get that midah by being a sandik. It's not that you're actually going to amass actual wealth. But anyway, that's the Ramah. The Ramah says that you shouldn't serve as a sandik on two different children at a bris. Now there is a Nod B'Yehuda. The Nod B'Yehuda in Madura Kama, Simon Pei Vav, goes to town on this Ramah. Someone asked the Nod B'Yehuda the following Shaila. The person said, Mazel Tov, my wife had a baby boy, it's not our first child, and I'm looking for an appropriate sandik, and I can't find one. There's nobody that meets my standards of sandik except for the guy who is a sandik at my last son's bris. So can I give the same guy sandik twice rather than have to settle for someone who I don't think is really an appropriate sandik? So what do you think? So Nod B'Yehuda, as he starts every tshuva of this ilk, says, I don't know. You can't really ask me questions that have nothing to do with Shas Bavli and you know what things that are based in the Talmud. I don't really deal with these things. Same way he starts the L'shem Yichud Tshuva. Same way he starts the Tshuva Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. What are you bothering me? I'm a you know I deal with Shas Bavli. I don't get involved in comments based on Ketores and this and that Yalkut Shimoni. I have no business with these types of things. So Rabbi Yehuda after. Saying that he doesn't really have any business with these types of things, says that he can't accept what the Rama says from the Maril, that it relates to Ketores. He says the reason Ketores school for Ashiris is Rashi and Nakamara says, because Ketores is very rare. It was done, you know, not that often, every day in the Beis HaMikdash, but it wasn't done like in 1,000 places every day. In a Bris Mila, there are hundreds of Milas in Klal Yisrael every single day. So there are lots of opportunities to be a Sadik. It's the rarity that was the school of Farah Shiras. So even if you say that it's a Reich Michoach Takarash Baruch Hu, like the Ketores, it's not literally the Ketores. You don't have the same schools as the Ketores. So Nadavida says, so where does the Minna come from? Where does it come from that you don't give a sandik twice, you don't give the same guy to be sandik twice? He says where it must really come from is that which the Gemara tells us that you're not supposed to give all your truma to a single Kohen, that you should spread the wealth a little bit, that if you give all your truma to a single Kohen, so then it's not fair, you're being mashir that Kohen at the expense of everybody else, you should spread it around a little bit. So he says that's the vort of sandikos, that you're giving a special opportunity and a special zchus to be a sandik, which is a special zchus, you should spread it around a little bit, let other people have that zchus also. That's where it really comes from, says the Nodav Yehuda. The Orach HaShulchan in Reish Samachay Lamed Dalet and the Bir Agra, Reish Samachay Mem Vav, don't believe that either of these reasons is the real reason. They say the Ramaz reason, the Maril, with the connection to the Ketores, they don't believe that's the real reason. The Nodav Yehuda is giving Truma, nice idea, but they say the real reason is that it's a Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, quotes from Rabbeinu Peretz, who are both known Mekubalim, and the real reason has to be Al Pi Kabbalah. There must be some Kabbalistic reason. Elamai, why did the Rama quote the Maril instead of giving the real Kabbalistic reason? The Rama was very familiar with the Kabbalistic reason, but he didn't like to include that kind of thing in Shulchan Aruch, the Orach HaShulchan says. So he quoted the Maril, but really it was based on the Kabbalistic reason. Really has nothing to do with it. So the Mainaf Kamina, which reason you go with. So the Beis Hillel, commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, writes that a sandik can serve several times as a sandik for different families. The minhag is just that within each family, the same sandik shouldn't be used twice. So if you say like the Nodav Yehuda's understanding of the minhag that you don't give all your, that it's based on not giving all your truma to a single kohen, so that's my business. When I have truma, I shouldn't give it all to the same kohen. But if I give my truma to a single kohen, someone else can give their truma to that same kohen. There's no problem with that. So then you understand this halacha very well. You understand this comment of the Beis Hillel very well. But if it's based on the Ramah that no person would bring Ketores twice, well then why is it okay for a guy to be a sandik in different families? So that would be one nafkamina. The Beis Hillel's ha'ara would fit much better with the Nodav Yehuda than it would with the Rama. The Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Samachay Lamed Dalet and the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva in Aruch Chaim Aleph Kufnu Ches, who by the way the Chassam Sofer in that Tshuva strongly disagrees with the Nodav Yehuda. He thinks that the Maril is 100% correct and the Nodav Yehuda has no business arguing. But anyway, the Chassam Sofer in that Tshuva say that there are a lot of and the Aruch HaShulchan say there are a lot of communities. Nodav Yehuda also makes this point. There are a lot of communities where the rabbi is always the sandik, where the rabbi always takes over as the sandik. So now, according to the Nodav Yehuda, how would that be allowed? If a kohen is a Talmud Chacham, you give him all of your truma, then you don't have a requirement to spread it around. I don't think there's any such halacha. You're still supposed to spread around your truma. Why should the fact that he's the rabbi make any difference? But according to the Maril, it may make sense, because even though we don't give the same kohen to do Ketores twice, the kohen gadol can do it whenever he wants. He's the balabas, he can take over and do the Ketores whenever he wants. So maybe the rav of the community has a din of kohen gadol. Also, on the flip side, the Yad Shol writes that a family member can be honored as sandik multiple times. And that's based on that must be based on the truma disbursement idea, the Nodav Yehuda's idea, which allows for a person to give all of his truma to a kohen who you're very close with. That's a tshuva in Chacham Tzvi like that in Simanayim Dalim. But if the custom is based on the relationship to Ketores, it wouldn't seem to matter whether the potential sandik is a family member or not. And the final nafkamina, the tshuva based David in Sim Kuf Chav Beis writes that certain cities don't allow a single person to be a sandik twice in 1 year. So now that one would seem, whether you go like the Nodibido or the Maril, doesn't make sense. Why after a year are you allowed to do it again? Is there such halacha by Truma? Is there such halacha by by Truma makes sense. Maybe each year when you give Truma, you can again give to the same Kohanim again. Maybe by according to Nodibuda, that would make sense. But according to the Maril, that would make less sense. Kabbalistically, who knows? I don't know what the Kabbalistic reasons are, whether it would or would not apply. Anyway, at the end of the day, Nodibuda writes that he doesn't think that this custom is a very strong custom. It doesn't have to be viewed as halachic in nature at all. And where they're knowing it, so you could be knowing, but certainly not to be super makbid on this custom of not giving sandik twice. Okay, there's lots of other stuff about sandikos. Maybe we'll discuss a different time.